Let us pray. Holy God, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts, be found acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In April of this year, a blog at the Business Insider website, written by Henry Blodgett, wrote that the top 20% of Americans in terms of wealth own almost all the wealth of the country. The top 1% own 40% of our nation's wealth. And what this means is that there is almost no wealth left for the middle and lower income people. And the other piece to this dilemma that we are experiencing in our nation today is that those at the top are not spending it, but they're saving it. And so there is no trickle down. I'm not sure there was ever trickle down since that term was devised. So think for a moment. Given that statistic, what does this do for the low or the middle income worker? How do they feel in terms of their work ethic? Is work even honorable anymore? People have full-time jobs in corporations, big corporations. But the pay is so far below what they need to live that they have to receive welfare in order to make ends meet. In the June issue of the Mother Jones magazine, as well as a number of other publications, it was reported that Walmart's wages and benefits are so low that many of its employees are forced to turn to government for aid, costing taxpayers between $900,000 and $1.75 million per store. This is all while company profits are soaring. Remember the old song by Tennessee Williams? I owe my soul to the country store. People worked, but they could not make enough to live, and so they had to buy on credit, which made them increasingly in debt, and they could never get out. I feel that today we've reduced work, vocation, to an overlord and serf contract, where all the power is with the overlord. There is little that's honorable about work because the deck is stacked against the employee. How do you feel loyal? How do you feel grateful? How do you feel like you're co-creating when you're not even making enough to live? Let's turn to the story from Luke. You might be saying, Tom, how are you getting all this from today's gospel, from today's scripture reading? Jesus says, when you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors in case that they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. And what I take from that, Jesus is saying, invite those who need to be lifted up. Why can we not invite our workers and people who need to be lifted up and give them a wage that lifts them up? And they can repay us. Repay us with loyalty. Repay us with increased productivity. Honorable labor, though, lifts up people and not necessarily the bottom line. I'm mindful, and we have it in our own congregation, where people work in large corporations. And yet they downsize to make that bottom line better, but now you have fewer people having to do the same job that all those other people before them did. And it can literally wreak havoc on your life or on their lives. The writer of Hebrews talks about being content with what we have, not falling prey to the love of money. Because the love of money destroys relationships. It destroys any sense of community. And isn't that what we're experiencing today? This broken community within our corporate structure? Jeremiah puts it even more emphatically when he said, "Thus says the Lord, what wrong did your ancestors find in me that they went far from me and went after worthless things and became worthless in themselves?" When you have to work two or three jobs to make ends meet, there's no time left for family. And that definitely does not build good family values. How can you be a family when you're tired or you're stressed or you're at work all the time? What is the honor of that kind of working situation? How are you co-creating in terms of your family life? The situation for the modern worker today is very unchristian, which does not bode well for a nation that calls itself a Christian nation. I believe what we are seeing today, and I think it's been building for some time. I think it was started building even well before the financial collapse in 07 and 08. What we are experiencing today is capitalism that has gone totally out of control. And the church needs to stand with those who are having their lives and their families destroyed by this corporate runaway train. A train that threatens to run over all of us. Jesus says in our Luke passage, stand with those who are on the bottom. Invite them. Stand with those who've been out of work for a long time and they can't find a job because they've been out of work too long and nobody wants to hire people that have been out of work for too long. They figure they must be damaged in some way. They've looked. These people that are still trying to find jobs, they've looked and they continue to stand in lines and fill out the paperwork time and time again, only to be told, there's no work today. There's no job for you today. They want to work. They want to make a living for their family. They want to be able to stand on their own two feet and not have to take a handout from the government. They want to be about the job of creating new things and new possibilities. Now, there are those who say that if they haven't found work yet, well, that's because they're lazy or they're addicts of some kind. Perhaps maybe a very infinitesimal percentage of them are that way. But the vast majority of them are not, and to call them that is not only wrong, but disrespectful and demeaning. The Church of Jesus Christ must stand up to the corporate takers and demand justice for the workers. And there's a number of ways that we can do that. That's one of the blessings of the internet. We can do that kind of stuff very easily. I find it interesting that in the last election,
Those who were on Medicare, Medicaid, those who were on welfare were called takers. They take from the government. But I believe that the real takers are the ones who are at the top who will not share what they have gained with those working for them. They are taking from the lifeblood of their employees. And that is a very unjust and terrible form of taking. So this Labor Day, I want us to consider what is happening in our nation and find a way to stand with the workers, to demand justice. I want us to think of how we can make work honorable again. Because only then can we truly be co-creators with God. Amen.